Continue.
Bitcoin, sometimes referred to as magic internet money, it's currently the 15th largest currency in the world. We feel that Bitcoin embodies a lot of the open source ethic, such as open collaboration and decentralization. The last 2 years, 2021 and 2022, two of my colleagues have also been here speaking at FOSDEM. So I'm very grateful to be here waving the Bitcoin design community flag. Speaking of the Bitcoin design community, it is pretty young. It's just 2.5 years old. The mission of the community is to improve the global adoption of Bitcoin. And that's only possible if we all openly collaborate and work together. The community basically acts as an online space. When I say online space, I'm talking about a Slack channel, simple as that. it's an online community. There's a whole hub of different projects in that community. There's even open source projects who just have their own Slack channel, so they choose to be in that Slack channel and work totally out in the open. They ask questions. It's a hive of very busy, active projects all working synchronously and asynchronously. I will share a little bit of stats about the community. So we have just over 3,000 Slack members. We have a couple thousand Twitter followers. There's a lot of devs in this room, so when I say close pull requests, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We complete a lot of calls. So as I say, a big goal of the community is to help other open source projects. So we jump on calls with projects who would like to improve their user experience, and we assist them. So that's why there's that many calls. As you can see, not all of the calls are recorded, because we have 174 completed calls and 103 YouTube videos. And we have a newsletter, and we work with basically, there's a lot of project collaborations that we work with. So we've worked with Stratum. I don't know if some of you have heard of Bitcoin Core, as well as Wallet Scrutiny and Blixt. Any of you heard of any of these projects? Cool. Bitcoin Core? Nice. So I'll share a little bit about my background. Many, many years ago, I worked as a marketing consultant. And the reason I worked in marketing was I had a passion for business and strategy and those kinds of things. But the area in marketing that interested me the most was actually the research part. And why it actually interested me is because I was always interested in figuring out why things worked the way they did. I was always interested in getting down to the like the nitty-gritty truth about things. And I have a feeling that there's a couple of people in this room that kind of share that insight. Just raise of hands. Yeah, there's a natural researcher in in a couple of us. So I specialized as a marketing researcher. And during that time, I pretty much worked as a consultant. So I worked as a consultant for basically like small and medium-sized businesses, helping them to devise strategies based on the research that I conducted. How did I stumble upon UX design? I was always fascinated with tech, and I was losing the challenge in working as a marketing consultant. It was just the challenge that was missing. So I decided to go ahead. There's that accessibility. just like, geez. yeah, that would look cool. No, it's good. So I decided to start studying something else, and I came across UX design. And UX design for me was an intersection of three things that I was really passionate about. So the intersection of design, psychology, and research all in one. These were things that I already enjoyed and I was already doing. So it was a perfect opportunity to combine all of them. Then I stumbled upon the Bitcoin design community. Here is a screenshot. This was just taken last night. So the community is basically, as I mentioned, it's this hub. It's very free, very open communication, very relaxed. And in the community, there are all these different projects that are working out in the open. They're all open source projects. Bitcoin Core is one of them. So I started basically volunteering at this community, as in jobless volunteering, you know, because I was passionate about working in Bitcoin. So I started volunteering. I was just having a whole bunch of fun, jumping on all these different calls. And then one day someone came knocking at my door and said, "Hey Mo, like, you know, you're doing some pretty good work here in the community. Why don't you, you know, be a UX researcher?" And I was like, like me, you know, there was like imposter syndrome came in from all sorts of different directions. I know everyone here has dealt one time with imposter syndrome, but it came in from all sorts of different directions. The first challenge was the technical challenge, because particularly in the industry that I work in, the technical know-how is extremely, it's extremely high. Because of all the terminology, you know, I work in Bitcoin and I work in Lightning. So there's a lot of what I would use the term gibberish, which now to me doesn't sound like gibberish anymore. It makes sense. So then I started to find some direction. I met Christoph Ono, who works in the Bitcoin design community. And he basically said, "Mo, why don't you be an evangelist for UX research in the Bitcoin design community? Why don't you wave the research flag?" So I said, "Okay, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot." And he then basically suggested to me to create a UX research toolkit for the entire ecosystem to use, so that they, if they didn't have a UX researcher on their team, they could basically dive into the toolkit, grab a tool that they felt would be useful, and start using it. And so I started building. So my goal was to develop this UX research toolkit, which would basically help projects in open source to feed back insights and data and knowledge back into their project.